This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:08:50 in the great Northeast. This beautiful Thursday, September 4th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost, but celebrate today, including Joseph Koch. He was from Hanover. Frederick Malmstone, Dallas. And then the brothers from West Pittston. James Serino, brother Anthony, brother Fred, and brother Frankie Serino. We'll celebrate them both hours coming this show. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you when the left, the establishment, and Democrat leaders are just lying to you. And you're saying, what? Well, I told you that yesterday. I went down to BREYOU. Great. Just a great group of people. They truly are. And my old friend Annie Mihalchik is doing a podcast. And it's going to start streaming tonight at 9 o'clock. So myself and Dave Yonkai were the interviewers, and we just, really, the three of us had a conversation. It was neat stuff. But really, our premier investigative journalist for decades now is Andy Mihalchik, and he is with us now. Andy, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you doing? Yeah, yesterday was a tremendous day, and we reconnected after many years because you and I have been in this market. We were born and raised here, and so it was really great. But yeah, the podcast, we'll talk about that, but it was a great discussion. It was a great time.
Hey, Andy, let's talk a little bit about your career. You've been with WBRE and now WBREYOU for how many years?
Since 1985, yes. Back to the Future came out. The original Wolf of Wall Street movie came out. And you know, to put it in perspective, you know, a lot of our newsroom is really has a good mix of young and old up and comers and, you know, senior people like me. And they say, so when did you start? I said, well, let me put it in perspective. I'll talk about that kind of stuff. Ronald Reagan was president of the United States. So it's been a good run, Bob. Honestly, I'm from Hazleton, as most people know. And I worked in radio. Most of us then, as we talked about yesterday, we started in radio and or TV. And the progression was a radio and newspaper, and progression was to get into television. And that's what I did. And I've been here since 1985. I've done everything in the market, anchor the news, investigative reporting, just telling the stories of our great people in northeastern and central Pennsylvania. And, you know, people throw the word around blessed like it's, you know, going out of style. But I feel truly blessed to be able to report on my neighbors and friends in northeastern Pennsylvania. I'm still doing it now, and it's been a good, very good thing.
Well, Andy Mihalchuk, I felt blessed yesterday. I might have said it during the podcast or during one of the breaks. I felt blessed that you weren't investigating me.
You know, it's interesting. You have to check the podcast out tonight. We'll tell you where it is. It's the 2822 Now app on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. But, you know, we talked about that. And honestly, you know, true investigative pieces take time. But, you know, I'm proud to say over the years, you've done a lot of good work for the people of NEPA. Not for me, not for you, not for awards, that kind of stuff. They're nice. But to really, you know, hold the powerful accountable. And it takes time to do those kind of things, and we still do it as much as we can. But it's, you know, someone has to do it. And I think the media, an informed investigative media, has to do that kind of thing. There's a place, a big place for it now, especially today.
Andy Mihalchuk is our guest. He is with WBRE, WYOU. He's been an investigative journalist and reporter for those stations since 1985, 40 years.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. 1985 seems like yesterday to me when I say it.
It does.
But then I think back, oh, my God, it's 40 years.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, and again, you know, when you think about all that time, sometimes I look in the mirror and say, who let my dad in the house? I mean, you know, in a good way. Like, God rest his soul. He was just a great mentor for me. But, and, you know, I can say you and I, Bob, go back, way back through thick and thin. And but, you know, I have a commitment, as most people in this business, to, you know, just gain the truth out there. And sometimes you have to do a lot of digging, you know, because the powers that be sometimes, many times, circle the wagons. And that's why I think talk radio is crucial. You may not have all the facts, but bring a spotlight to an issue or a debate or whatever. That's what I've tried to do and still try to do.
Amen. Andy, another thing, and I've said this in the first hour introducing this. I said, guys like you and David DeCosmo, who've had such incredible staying power and have such deep trust from the people of northeastern Pennsylvania, you're in that position because you've, number one, you've done hard work. Number two, you've been honest. And number three, nobody knows your politics. You're just doing your right job. And right, that has contributed so much to your longevity. And the fact that when you say something, they're listening because you don't have a separate agenda.
No, and, you know, we're very careful with the podcast because, you know, you're talking as a general conversation, but you're right. My politics, I don't tell anyone what my thoughts, that kind of thing, because it has no place in journalism. I'm there to report the facts, what, when, why, how, why did it happen, what we do to make sure it doesn't happen again or make something happen. But I've never gotten to politics talking about it. And even when I do, like we did a political show yesterday, and I wanted to title it Politics in NEPA, a blood sport, ? We know the answer to that, right?
So, yeah. My blood is in a lot of places.
Yeah. You said that, Robert, not me.
Yeah.
But I said, yeah, when you watch my news reporting over the years, there's been a lot there, of course. My political persuasion is never known. It should not be known. That's not what we do. And, you know, and I try and mentor our young reporters, and they get it. And I said this in our podcast. You can see it tonight. When we sit at our news meeting in the morning, for now, this is my fifth decade doing it, honestly, and I just tell people, you know, I have never sat in a news meeting at WBRE or WYOU over the years, and we sat there and someone say, we're not doing that story because he's A, R, or D, or independent, or whatever, or we are doing it because he's a supporter of so-and-so. That doesn't happen. We have discussions about what stories impact our community. What are people talking about? You know, can we advocate on behalf of some organization for a good thing, to raise money for nonprofits? That's our discussion. It's never politically based, ever.
Well, I know from the product. Hey, so Andy Michalczyk, tell us, it's the you guys are launching a new app now.
Right.
Is that an app on a phone also, or no?
Okay, good. Short answer, no, not
okay.
At this point.
So,
people
so
can
it's
see it, yeah.
Roku, Apple TV, and Fire TV. I've got those.
Yes, sir.
And you
yes,
go
sir.
Literally the numbers, 2822.
Now app, 2822 okay. Now app. Search that. And we have, by the way, a tutorial on our website, 2822news.com. That's our website, 2822news.com, and we have a whole system how you can do it. Because, you know, a lot of people know how to download on their mobile devices, but they're not, you know, they have smart TVs, but do they really use their smart TVs much? You know, some do, I'm sure, some don't. But we have a tutorial on our website. So right now, Bob, yeah, the short answer is, and I've done like 12 podcasts in the last couple of months. We're going to have them all running. You know, we're basically programming a TV station on
an
app.
Yeah.
So we have sports, our newscast stream live every day. So that's running right now. And then my so-called the Michalczyk Files, which is pretty cool, that runs at 9 o'clock every night in primetime. So, and I have a whole wide variety. But you're right. It's not mobile now, but it will be eventually.
It's an interesting launch. I like this 2822 now, and it gives people who love the news and love certain stories the opportunity to watch in a longer form and more in depth what you guys are covering, and particularly what Andy Michalczyk is covering.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, honestly, and, you know, and I have, you know, again, because I'm the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the market, I've done so many stories on all kinds of issues, right? And stories that people talk about. For example, some of my podcasts, the topics include the Hugo Selinsky case, you know, the guy whose backyard was a graveyard.
Yeah.
We have exclusive, never before seen video of his backyard where they found these bones and bodies, right? The Kids for Cash. We talked to victims who are still being devastated after all these years, you know, in Luzerne County. The Kids for Cash that really changed the face of juvenile justice. And then, so, you know, we have UFO stories in Northeast PA, paranormal, hauntings, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it sounds like a commercial, but it's things that, you know, in a newscast, we have a minute and a half to talk about. But here we have, as you know, it's almost like talk radio on an app, you know?
Yeah. I think it is going to be fabulous. It starts tonight, 9 o'clock, at least right. our episode, and it's on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and it's 2822 now.
Now, real right. quick, and folks, you have to see the podcast tonight because, and full disclosure, I invited Bob Cordero on and David Yonkai, who's the publisher, administrator for the LULAC political letter, which is one of the few political letters out there that you can Google it, you'll find it. But Dave Yonkai is obviously more to the left. Bob is more to
more
the right.
To the left.
Really,
more to the left.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Well, you guys had some great interaction. We've been running some clips on the air this morning. I'll be doing more time on our newscast 4, 5, 6, and 7 promoting it because it's not because it's just great TV. Yeah, it is, but it's also it and you know, Bob, it's where is our nation politically right now? Can it become together? Has it ever been so divided? That's what you guys talk about. And honestly, folks, you know, you hear the line. Agree to disagree. And Bob Cordero had a great line yesterday. Well, I don't have to agree to disagree with you, but it was really a good conversation and something I think we have to do more of as far as a country, in my opinion. And you guys really nailed it as far as getting to the point of we talk about congressional races, the national stuff, and you know where we're going as a nation politically. And it really worked out well. And I want to thank you, Bob and Dave Yonkai, for being my guest yesterday. We recorded it.
Well, it was a pleasure being with Davey. As much as I disagree with him, I think we could disagree on the time of a sunset. But 2822 now. 2822 now app, Roku, Apple TV, Fire TV. The latest episode that I was on will be 9 o'clock tonight. It'll be dropped.
Yes.
Best wishes with it, and I hope you'll come on regularly to talk about what your episodes are all about.
Yeah, and I said, and we talked about yesterday, as you know, that we would like to make this political program maybe a regular deal and maybe even sometimes live during the day, whatever. We'll see how it plays out because, as you know, with politics in Northeast Japan and nationwide, it's something new every minute of every day. So,
Andy said we'll make this regular, I said, well, I'm a capitalist. If you pay me, I'll be somewhere.
that was a classic line. But you know what, Bob? When you open your shirt like Superman and said, I'm a capitalist first, I thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble here. No, I'm only kidding. It was really good stuff. And again, thanks. And I got to tell you, Bob, real quick, while I have a chance, you know, I'm a big ILK listener in the morning show, and you guys and Sue and everybody. I really think, you know, to honor the veterans the way you do, you know, forget politics, but to honor our veterans is just tremendous. And I really want to give you a kudos for that because I think it's so important. And, you know, it's just so important. So thank you for doing
it. And I started it, and John Vasiliga has helped us continue it. So it's great. Awesome. You're right. It makes me come for the show. I could talk politics or not talk politics. Sure. That's what makes it worth it. Andy, yeah, appreciate it so much, and look forward to 28-22 now dropping another episode this evening, and we'll be talking to you again.
You got it, and watch on air. We'll be running promotions today at midday and stuff. You'll interact with Dave. But thank you, Bob, again. Thanks for being our guest, and we'll move forward, and we'll do more down the road, okay?
See you soon. Andy Mihalchik, 28-22, one of your great reporters. Just one of your great reporters, and that's why he's been around so long. That's why we love him so much. We'll take a break. It's Bob Cordaro on the eponymous program. A little bit from our sponsors, who we also love. A little history, a little music, and then we've got some phone calls. We'll be back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bob Dylan, Murph tells us this date, 1965. He moved from number six to number two with his hit Like a Rolling Stone. And then Democrat Governor Orville Faubus, this date, 1957, prevents the black children from entering the Central High School in Little Rock. And Dwight D. Eisenhower, he nationalized the National Guard, and then they let him in. Good for Dwight D. Big stuff. Important stuff. Hey, somebody asked, just on this Epstein issue. The listener says, forgive me, but all I hear is you defending Trump while hundreds of children were molested. You can't hear. You obviously can't hear. You got to be a left-wing lunatic responding like this. Of course it's a tragedy, and they deserve all the money that this scumbag had. When Trump is saying move on, let's move on from his attention and the national attention. That doesn't mean anything about ignoring the now women who were victimized. It doesn't mean anything about that. And Butch from Mountaintop says it probably where you're coming from. And if I'm not, you text me again. Butch from Mountaintop says liberals only care about the victims if they have incriminating info on President Trump. A victim made a statement about being flown on a plane to Africa with Bill Clinton. Where's the outrage for that victim? How come nobody's asking questions about the disgusting things I'm sure happened on that voyage? ALTS back at you, Bush. They don't even get it. You don't even want to hear. Should the Epstein issue, let me make it clear. Like Garrett Morris used to do for the hard of hearing on Saturday Night Live. I'm defending Trump because I understand why he wants the national dialogue in the Oval Office, by the way. With the president of Poland there. He wants the national dialogue to move on. If there's more information, so be it. Don't occupy the president's time or the attention, take attention away from the president's accomplishments intentionally on an issue that does not merit that level and that constancy. You're not going to catch him in anything with Epstein, period. So move on when it comes to Donald Trump. Period. The hell's the matter with you? Jesus Christ. I got to tell you. Anyway, back to good information. Cabinet guy says, Andy's a true reporter. Far and few. Yep. Love watching him. Somebody asking about Nexstar buying on WNEP. That's above Andy's pay grade. Why would I ask him about that? First of all, he doesn't work for WNEP. So I didn't ask him about it. All right. My Epstein rant with this recalcitrant listener took more time than I want. We got to go to the phones when I come back. But we do need to hear from our sponsors. We do need to do our veterans tribute and the weather and then get back to you at 570-883-0098. We'll return.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you go outside the Bloomsburg Legion, you'll see a stone that says, "What is a veteran?" And it answers that question. A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount up to and including his or her life. That is honor. We start off by honoring James Sereno. When he first entered the service, he was put in the Army Air Force, assigned a tail gunner's position on a B-17. He was from West Pittston. When he found out that you were in the tail and hit by enemy fire, the only way they could get your body out was to be washed out with a powerful fire hose. He quickly volunteered for a combat infantry position. After completing his basic training, he was sent to Asiatic Pacific, China, Burma, India, to fight the Japanese. He engaged in heavy fighting with Japanese troops. He was part of a group called Merrill's Marauders, named after their commanding general, Frank Merrill. He was part of that 3,000-soldier group. He didn't talk about it much, but he did relay a few stories over the year. When they were shipped out, they were not initially told where they were going. First, they were in the North Atlantic, then turned around and headed to Burma. That was mainly to stop Japanese forces from further advances in China and India. He was with General Merrill's forces. And that this general, unlike many others, pretty much fought right alongside his troops. His tour of duty, plus or minus 6 months, a very long time. They really never expected to make it home. He told his family that he had to deal with, besides the enemy, snakes, huge pythons, jungle animals, and probably worst of all, the horrific monsoon rains. Just pouring for weeks on end. Their clothes were soaked always and literally rotted off them. And of course, there was intense jungle heat. One of his first involvements with the enemy was walking through the jungle and thick vegetation, seeing Japanese Zeros fly very low, right above the treetops. He could actually see the heads of the pilots looking around. The Japanese would attack wave after wave, yelling and screaming banzai right into their machine guns. Bodies would just pile up. Jim Serino said there were so many of them coming that the guns would actually get so hot they would burn up and out. Then it was hand-to-hand, very fierce. Nothing like depicted in the movies. Primitive fighting. Once the firefights were over, they had to call in combat engineers to bury all the bodies to prevent disease. He was seriously wounded in combat when an enemy soldier got into the foxhole and hit him in the face with the butt of his rifle and broke his nose badly. Before the Jap could finish him off, he used his bayonet on him, one of his buddies. They patched him up, sent him back. Ugh. Stories continue. Quite amazing. James Serino, West Pittston. World War II for us. Brought to you by our man, John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. And their great properties. From the Old Brook Inn to the Far Street Tavern, Queen City Tavern, to the Scranton Art House, to Atera 519, the Stegmaier Mansion, and Sergei's the Nightclub. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny, then increasing clouds in the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, they say. High 78. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 58. Friday, morning clouds, then sunny, high near 80. Saturday, cloudy and cooler with showers and thunderstorms, 72. Sunday, partly sunny, 70 degrees. I can't believe it's been, what, 8 or 9 months? 8 months. For the pie man goeth, but now he cometh again. The Eagles are playing tonight. The NFL has started, and the pie man cometh. How are you, Peter Delaporta?
Robert, good morning.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, this is the favorite part of my week. I've been waiting since February for today.
Well, tell me, we got really a marquee game tonight, kicking off the season. Right. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, welcome to opening night for the NFL 25-26 season with the Super Bowl 59 champion. Philadelphia Eagles versus the Dallas Cowboys at 8:20 in Philadelphia. The Lincoln Financial Field is going to be on fire, Bob. because the pregame festivities will bear witness to the Eagles raising their Super Bowl banner at the lake.
Neat. Well, what are you predicting? What do you see?
Well, I think, Bob, you know, for me, my assessment, these are two teams going in opposite directions. Chris Collinsworth said yesterday on ESPN that this could be the beginning of a dynasty. This Eagles team is very young. There's only two players that are over 30 and is built from the inside out. But, you know, they have a tough road ahead of them. Only 15 teams in NFL history have ever gotten back to the Super Bowl with nine winning back-to-back, you know, trophies. And they do have, as we discussed, Bob, the toughest schedule in the NFL, and everybody's gunning for you. You know, they lost a lot of players in free agency, you know, to cash in. Like Milton Williams went to the Patriots for $104 million. But, you know, I love this team's talk about, you know their attitude. They've been focusing on rebuilding and getting better. In fact, Jalen Hurts, who was the Super Bowl 59 MVP, he's been talking with Michael Jordan in the offseason on how do you stay on top as a champion. And he's become best friends with Peyton Manning on how to be better with practices, preparations, et cetera. And Manning told him it's the win is not always the end-all, be-all. It's always about getting better.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, Pie Man, let's cut to the chase. Prediction for tonight's game.
Okay, well, my prediction, Bob, as they said in Rocky III, is pain.
Obviously, for the Cowboys.
The word about Bob is rust. These guys don't play in preseason anymore. So that's the only thing really, you know, I'm worried about. The over-under is 47.5, and I have the Eagles winning 31-24.
Okay. They're going to give up that many points. My guy Vic Fangio is going to give up that many points?
It's going to be a war there. They got this guy CeeDee Lamb for Dallas, who's always had huge games, you know, against the Eagles. But I think, Bob, it's important to note the Eagles are really looking past this game to week two, which is, you know, repeat of the Super Bowl, Kansas City Chiefs at 4:25 on Sunday versus the Eagles at Kansas City. Well, that's going to be a monster game.
Let's hope they're not looking ahead like you are. They got to win tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's a, you know, NFC East, you know, a game, and they're always unpredictable. Dak Prescott is coming off a bad year and wants to improve himself. But Dallas is a little bit in disarray, Bob, because they lost their number one player, that Micah Parsons. He held out and went to for a big contract with the Packers. And I think that really shaken a lot of players. I mean, you know, Jerry Jones isn't willing to pay market value for his players. And I think that's hurtful.
Well, market value is insane, but that's another story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Pie Man, beautiful. I mean, 31-24. I'll be watching tonight. We'll be commenting tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. And looking forward to a full season with the Pie Man.
Robert, it's always an honor being on your show.
All right. Peter Della Porta, the Pie Man cometh, but unfortunately, at some point, the Pie Man must goeth. Have a good one, my friend. Thank you.
Great show.
All right. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. I love that song. Lulu released her hit single, To Sir With Love, which was the theme song for the Sidney Poitier movie of the same name. September 4th, 1967, Merv tells us. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK as we head towards the top of the hour. Just quickly, our dear friend, Bob, I can't move on because Trump has the ability to release all the information about Epstein and all the rest of the people who live molested children. When you release the information, see what's there, we move on. He does not have the ability to release the information. They had to. They went to court. Here's the problem. You don't recall when they went to court? The Trump administration went to court to ask the Democrat judges to release the information from the grand jury. The judge refused, which means you can't do it. The House just released 30,000 pages of Epstein information. I don't know what else you could do. Yeah, he overpromised, but without doubt, and underdelivered. He cannot release the information. He does not have the ability to release the information. So the assumption of your commentary is false. And that's the last time I'm going to visit this. Because if you don't want to listen, you don't want to pay attention to all of the news, not just the stuff you get on the left-stream media. And by the way, they went a step further. When they couldn't get the information released, they went and saw Ghislaine Maxwell to get more information from her that would not be part of the transcripts, that would not be illegal to release. So I don't know what else you want. I would love every pervert that was involved in this to get their just due. But I don't want to take up the time of the President of the United States anymore, if you don't mind. I'd rather the country be run. These kids have, well, they're adults now. They have lawyers. They have the legal process. In Congress, they've got the political process, too. There. Done with the issue. I don't know what else to say. If anything comes out, or if anybody cares with what the Congress released, good if it's anything new. Quickly, let's go to Joe from Berwick. Joe, we got a minute. I apologize. I had to address that.
No, that's fine, Bob. You had Andy Michalczyk on earlier?
Yep.
Okay. Well, about 4 years ago, I was at the Bloom Fair. And I thought I had probably the TV station mixed up, but I walked up to this man who was there reporting on the fair, but he wasn't reporting at the time. They were taking a break or something like that. They were off the air. And I'm 100% certain I walked up to this man and I said, "Hey, are you Andy Michalczyk?" And he said, "Yes." And then he said to me something real interesting. He pointed at my cross necklace and he says, "I like that." He goes, "We need more of that in this society." And I thought, this guy's all right, you know, for everything, he's a great guy. You hear about reporters. Yeah, so I just wanted to share that because I heard you on with him earlier, and I'm about 100% certain of that memory of meeting him like that at the Bloom Fair.
Yeah, cannot be enough kudos for Andy Michalczyk. You really can't. Love it. Thank you, my man. Yeah, Appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you, Bob.
By the way, Joe from Berwick is the guy who sent me the picture of the Berwick or the Bloomsburg American Legion veteran stone. So let's always remember him. Couple of quick things because it is 11 o'clock. We got to go. Bob LTS, Bob K, huge Cowboy fan, hates this part of the show, which makes me like it even more because I'm an Eagles fan, says Slick. And another, Andy from Daleville says, "Listening to the Pie Man speak about the Eagles makes my ears bleed." Andy's a giant fan. And he also says, "The Eagles do not have the toughest schedule." He says, "Far from it." And another, "Even if the Eagles have a bye week, the Pie Man will have them winning by two scores." I love last year somebody texted in. They said, I think it was Navy guy. He texted, he says, "I have a prediction. the Pie Man will pick the Eagles. The funny part is last year, the only time he didn't pick the Eagles, they he picked the New Orleans, I think, for some reason, and the Eagles beat them. Always amusing. Somebody said, very interesting segment with Andy Mihalchik. I would really be interested in seeing the podcast, but I have no idea how to see it. Am I the only old guy who doesn't understand all these different confusing channels and apps? If you go to, if you got Roku, if you got Fire TV, and I have one TV with Roku, one TV with Fire TV, I don't have Apple TV. Any of those three, they'll guide you through the process. And he said, if you go to the website for WBREWYOU, they have a tutorial on how to get it. So hopefully you can do that. All that said, it's 11:02 on my Bacardo Jewelers watch. So we've got to go for the news. We will come back. Bob Cadaro, WILK, Weekend Warrior coming up. And then Trish Beinon, Republican candidate for mayor of Scranton. We'll be back with all of that after this.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.